Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. The government of Nagaland has named Air India Express as the official travel partner for the Hornbill Festival 2025. The announcement was made yesterday by advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta and Managing Director Air India Express Alok Singh at the airline's headquarters in Gurugram in the presence of several key officials. More from our correspondent.
As part of the collaboration, Air India Express will introduce a Boeing 7378 aircraft featuring a livery inspired by the Tsongkhotepsa design of the Aonaga tribe's warrior shawl under its Tales of India initiative. The special aircraft will be received by Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo at Dimapur Airport on November 22nd. The airline will also set up a dedicated Hornbill Experience kiosk at the airport to welcome travelers. Further, the airline will offer a 15% discount on flights to and from Nagaland starting November 20. Mary Akashvani News Kohima.
Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo welcomed the partnership, describing it as an important step in strengthening connectivity, enhancing visitor experience, and showcasing Nagaland to the rest of the country and the world. Mr. Ryo expressed hope that the partnership will drive tourism, cultural exchange, and economic growth. The Naga Students' Federation, NSF, has appealed to the state government to urgently appoint the chairman and members of the Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, which have remained vacant since September 13th. In a representation to the Chief Minister yesterday, NSF expressed concern that the prolonged vacancy has caused administrative stagnation within the Commission and disrupted recruitment processes. It said the absence of a functional Commission is creating unnecessary hurdles for candidates, particularly those affected by upper age limit restrictions. The NSF urged the government to prioritize the matter and take prompt action to restore normal functioning of the NPSC and ensure timely recruitment activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is eager for progress to achieve development and become self-reliant. Delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi, he said that at a time when the world is fearful of disruption, India is confidently moving in the direction of a bright future.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है, भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है। आज इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूँ, भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है, भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है।
Mr. Modi said, the past 25 years of the 21st century have seen one challenge emerge after another, yet India's growth rate remained robust. The Prime Minister said, today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope. Former Nagaland Minister Dr. K. Kutt passed away yesterday at Dimapur. Dr. Kutt was elected to the 7th Nagaland Legislative Assembly in 1989 and went on to become the first cabinet minister from the Rengma tribe. In a condolence message, Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingan Longkumar, recalled Dr. Kutt as a distinguished public servant who devoted his life to the service of the state as an active student leader, a committed medical professional, and a respected political figure. A send-off service will be held at 8 a.m. today at his private residence in Bayavu, Kohima, followed by funeral service at Tesofenyu, New Village. The Nagaland State Human Rights Commission, NSHRC, yesterday held an awareness program with local government officials and stakeholders in Tizit. Chairman NSHRC Justice Songkhup Chung Serto focused on the role of the commission, which operates as a civil court, offering justice in a simple and free process. He highlighted the commission's role in protecting basic rights like health, education and food, stepping in when the state fails to uphold these rights. Accompanied by NSHRC member R. Nzambe Molotha, the team visited the Community Health Centre, Government Higher Secondary School and the Tizit Police Station and interacted with local officials and organisations. And the government has announced 26% increase in rates for advertisements in print media. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in a statement said that rates for print media per square centimetre for 1 lakh copies of dailies in black and white advertisement have been enhanced from ₹47.40 to ₹59.68. This follows recommendations of the 9th Rate Structure Committee set up in 2021. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.